We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Business world, and so that's what they do. So I would call Alex Haskins. She would love to hear from you up in Duluth. So would Kevin Kramer in Anoka Maple Grove. So would Brady Rose in Burnsville, Apple Valley, Lakeville. Federated. It's their business to protect yours. Scoreboard, Seattle beat the Vikings 21-7. Golden State beat the Wolves 116-108 tonight. Montreal in town to take on our Wild at 7 o'clock. Mike Max is in Seattle. Maxie, what was it like in the locker room yesterday?
Not good. Not good. This is a confused team trying to figure themselves out that has no idea offensively how to get back to what they did in September. Talking to some of the players, they say, well, things have changed because teams defend us differently, but their identity, whatever it was, has been lost. They don't know what they want to be right now, and it's been a sad spiral here offensively to watch. Last night they decided they wanted to feature Dalvin Cook. There's statistics that point to the fact that the Vikings run the ball 20 or more times, I think. Mike Zimmer's 45-14 or something like that in his career when they do, but you feel like they're forcing the issue, like they're trying so hard to run the football that obviously Thielen and Diggs were hardly targeted the first half, and that's not the intent of wanting to run the football. So I think they're in a really hard spot right now because not only are they going to need to recreate a game plan. But they're going to need to create a confidence in the offense that, kind of a looseness or, feel good about. If I were them, I'd take John DeFilippo, Mike Zimmer, and I'd bring Kirk Cousins in the same room, and I'd ask Kirk, what do you think we should do? Because as coaches, we've tried, and there's something missing. So you have the best feel for this team and how it moves the football, and you were able to move the football in September, into October a little bit there. What can we do? How are we going to mix this up? What are we going to do to be a more effective team? Because they weren't even using their weapons last night for the first two and a half quarters, and that makes no sense, but they just don't know what they want to be on offense.
What about a backup quarterback coming in to shake it up?
I don't think this is Cousins' fault. I think that they have, he's the robot, he's the chess piece, and I think that they've got him confused as well in terms of being able to play with a looseness or anything like that. There's lots of things that he could do. Quick rhythm passes, their offensive line is just okay. It's not a great offensive line. But the one thing that we've learned through this year is you got Thielen, you got Diggs, Rudolph's not bad, Cook's good. So how do you balance it and stay unpredictable, but let your quarterback make plays? And it looks to me like they're not putting him in a position where he can really make plays. We're a running team. No, we're a passing team. No, we're going to throw the ball to Dalvin Cook. Well, all those things, it's difficult for any quarterback to process that. So I would lean more on Cousins and say, look, you've put up big numbers in your career. What do we need to do to get back to putting up big numbers? They really haven't done that much since the Jets game and I guess Arizona, but that's not a great football team. But whatever looseness it was when they were playing against the Rams and the Packers and some of those teams earlier in the year, they don't have it.
You and Dalvin Cook, a lot of the players you know well, Max. You did a nice piece with Danielle Hunter, too. What about, and it was fun to hear you talking to Mike Tice last night, too, by the way. That was kind of fun. Did you talk to Dalvin afterwards or Adam or Stefan, any of those guys, and what were
talked
they saying?
To all of them, yeah. Talked to every one of them. And Adam is the one that said that it is different. Their defensing is different. And so that would indicate to you that they need to make adjustments. So, in other words, from the time when we were putting up big numbers till now, they're playing different defenses and giving us different looks. Dalvin thinks that it's execution, that it's not about game plan as much as it is. We got to execute the plays that we get. And they're all frustrated. Defense is frustrated. I thought, the defense, people could point out how many yards Seattle ran the ball for last night. That doesn't matter. Defense did a good job. They gave them one touchdown overall, and then the other one was on the fumble by Cousins. I thought the defense played really well, the bend but don't break kind of stuff, and Yeah, Seattle ran the ball really well, but they didn't throw the ball very well. And the main thing was they kept them out of the end zone and gave their offense a chance. It was 3-0 at the half. You should be able to put up points in this league with the rules that they give you and the restrictions on defense. You should be able to put up some points if you've got a good quarterback and good receivers. And that's on the Vikings offense completely.
Well, if someone had told me that Russell Wilson was going to throw for 77 yards, I'd have thought we'd have won big.
Yeah, and the one thing I'll say, and he made a bad mistake there at the end of the first half, went through the interception to Kendricks. But one thing I'll say about him watching him is he's a leader. I mean, he does not seem like except for that one play, he doesn't get frustrated very often. He seems like he's in step with whatever that game plan is. Of course, he finally broke the long one when he broke contain. They almost had him when he broke the long run that really sealed the game because it was going to make it a two-possession game. But he is a competitor. He's in there, and he's he does what they tell him to do. And boy, they stick to the run, and they're not afraid to do it, and they go with that. And you almost keep thinking with them, why don't they throw more too? But he is a leader out there, and you can just see his presence. I watched him that whole pregame and whatnot. There's no question who the boss is there.
Boy, that quarterback mobility, man, that's a difference maker, isn't it?
Oh, boy, you know, even if it's just once a game, if you can do that, sometimes all you need to do is make one big play a game, and he can do that.
Anybody in trouble, DeFilippo, Zimmer, anybody like that?
Well, yeah, I think that they're all under the microscope right now, and I think that the relationship between DeFilippo and Mike Zimmer, you know, strained, obviously, at least philosophically, but I think it's hard to be John DeFilippo. I think it's hard to know exactly what if your head coach says run the ball more. Well, what does that mean? And does that mean on second and eight you want us to run it again? Because we got Thielen Diggs' cousin sitting here. What does that mean? And so they've come up with this kind of this hybrid. We're going to get Dalvin Cook the ball a lot. We're going to throw it to him too. But at the expense of what they were doing well, which was, you know, against Thielen and Diggs. That was what you do when you play the Vikings. You try to shut them down. And even if they're not part of the – if you're not throwing it to them, then you should have good opportunities, because the only way that those guys don't get open is if somebody has to work hard to take them away. So you should get opportunities, even if those two aren't in the game plan. That should open something up for you, and that's just offensive strategy. That's just figuring out from a coaching staff standpoint.
Hey, let's bring up something on a positive note. Our old Dutch team of the week here this morning on CCO.
Absolutely, and it is the Perm boys basketball team. They won 66-61 over Caledonia. Caledonia was the runner-up last year at the Hopkins Showcase out there. Perm played very well. Watched some video of them, shot the ball very well from three-point land. They got a Beachy up there. The Beachies have dominated sports in that area for a long time, and Perm is on track. They look very good on Saturday, winning 66-61 and earning our old Dutch Team of the Week honors.
Oh, boy. You know what, Maxie? I was in the store on Sunday, and, man, did they have the holiday pretzel rings out there. Holy smokes. Bags and bags of them.
Yep. And don't be afraid to wrap them around the tree and then make it another tradition where you eat the ornaments on the tree instead of taking them down at the end. Dave and I are familiar with that.
We are.
But the pretzel ring, you can do it. It's so much versatility. We talk about versatility with the Vikings. They don't have it right now. The pretzel ring gives you great versatility. Is it the perfect party tool? Yeah. Is it great for family outings? Yeah. Can you make games out of it? You bet. What more can you want from a pretzel, we always say.
Well, the thing is, you know, we're going to these parties, and when you and I have, and we go to a fair amount, and a lot of times a mistletoe is kind of the, you know, the topic of conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a mistletoe. Yeah. Who's going to go into the mistletoe? And, you know, I could care less. We go right to that pretzel ring.
Absolutely, and we let Sid Hartman deal with the mistletoe, and he stood under it. Nobody came his way the last three parties.
Yeah, I heard that sad story.
Well, we sat over at the pretzel rings laughing and having a good time over there, and then we had the dip, of course. They brought out the cheese dip, and we used that with the pretzels. Again, a lot of people forget about that. That's an option. You heat cheese up, the Old Dutch cheese, and you dip the pretzel in, and so many people missed the boat on that the other day because they were sitting there laughing at Sid.
And we kept eating those pretzels. Hey, listen.
Yeah, we kept eating them. No problem on our end.
Go to the store and pick up the Old Dutch products like Mike and I did this weekend and get a bunch because you got a lot of holiday activity going on. Old Dutch, quality lives here. Maxie, I'll see you tonight over at Lone Oak Grill.
You got it, and I'll be back with you at 8:40.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if you're on the plane yet or not. Okay, I'll check with you then. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, yeah.
8:41, scoreboard last night, Seattle beat the Vikings 21-7. Golden State beat our Wolves out on the West Coast in a late game, 116-108. Montreal in town to take on Minnesota. Mike Max, it should be interesting tonight over at the Lono Grill at 5:30. You'll have Latavius Murray over there with you.
Latavius Murray, and he's become kind of forgotten soul now, too, with this team. They do play him, and they like him, but they put him in tough situations last night, and the one was an ad-lib where Cousins didn't know what to do, and he just threw it back to him. A lateral didn't go well, and then a fourth and two, they decided they were going to, you know, they want to be that man-up team that says, hey, we're going to line it up and get 2 yards if we want to get 2 yards, and they didn't on fourth down with Latavius Murray running it, and he's not a power back, but he's long. He's long and strong because of his size. They want to take advantage of that, and it didn't happen. So I know he's frustrated with the team and probably personally because his carries have gone down as they try to feature Dalvin Cook. And anytime you're losing, everybody's frustrated because everybody thinks that they could do more for a team, or if they feature them more, they do better. You know how this goes, Dave. You've seen these rodeos before, but they got to get this one figured out because right now they're blowing up with a short week to play Miami team that's coming off a huge win with the big miracle play against New England. So these are tough times for the Vikings, and they are not going to be decided favorites probably in any of these three games. They may be a pick'em kind of thing, but they're not going to be big favorites here.
And we'll have more Viking fan calls coming up here at 8:50 on WCCO. People are not real happy this morning, Maxie, as you come back later today. But
that has to be as frustrating a game to watch as, you know, I mean, there was just nothing the whole first half. All you had to do was score once, and you're in the driver's seat. They couldn't get a field goal, you know. And the only thing that I thought defensively, even though they gave a lot of runs, yards to the ground, that they played well enough to win. They did a good job. You know, give your team a chance to win, as they always say. And the defense gave their team a chance to win, but they could do nothing with it. And, you know, even the pass to the end zone when they went on fourth down to Rudolph, you're so used to seeing down there with these NFL teams, you know, somebody releases late and they're wide open in the end zone on a drag, you know, those things. And it didn't look like they had a pet play they could go to.
What will practice be like this week? Well, they have today off, obviously, as I would assume.
Yeah, they were when I left them last night, they were all eating their late dinner, which would have been about 11 o'clock Minnesota time, and they were getting on a plane flying all through the night. They were taking their own red-eye, the charter, to get back to the Twin Cities. So they take today off, and because of a short week, then Wednesday they just resume with Miami planning. Coaches don't. They probably went in and slept on the couch for a few hours and started to redo this thing. And Zimmer always talks about being a fix-it guy. You know, that's what he prides himself in as a coach, and he's got a lot to fix right now. But I think more than anything, it starts with just a relationship with the offensive coordinator and getting the quarterback involved in a game plan and trying to get those guys to play loose and free again, because they look so confused out there as to what their identity is that has to be changed.
Is there enough talent, Maxie, to turn it around here in the last three games?
Yeah, because we saw the talent. I mean, my gosh, you know, if you didn't know and somebody told you last night in the first half, well, Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs are the two, you know, best weapons maybe on offense. If you watched that first half, you'd say, huh? Then why don't they try to get him the ball?
Yeah.
So there's got to be, you know, the methodology here. And again, I think this is just – this happens with coaching staffs. I think that DeFilippo is confused because he knows that they need to run the football more, but they're not getting enough results by running the football. And Dalvin Cook is, you know, he was close a few times last night, but if you don't break him, you don't break him. And he didn't, you know, he didn't get by that second guy or whatever it was, you know, to have one of those 140-yard nights with, you know, three big runs or something. And if you're going to run the ball, that's what you have to do. If you're going to win, you got to have some big runs.
Well, it's going to be an interesting week, to say the least. The fan base is pretty charged up, which would be an understatement. And then here comes, like you said, Miami. They're off of a high that weekend victory over New England. So, boy, they really got to get together. Because if you can get in the playoffs now, I'd rather have you playing well in the last three games of the year than early in the year. So, but, boy, they don't have much time to get this fixed.
No, they don't. Now, the good news is they're home with Miami. Detroit's, you know, a down team. And then Chicago, you know, will have clinched by the time they play them in that final game at home. So, you know, they may or may not rest some, you know, their players, which is kind of what teams do there if they've clinched a playoff spot in a division title like Chicago has. So they may get a break that way in the end. But, boy, you hate to start looking at things like that and saying, well, if Chicago doesn't play their starters, maybe we can beat them. You know,
that's
the good old NFL, you know, rallying cry.
Yeah, well, if you know the wild card is a hot team, that's a real advantage. But this team is, boy, they got a lot of things to fix, it looks like, at least offensively right now. So,
yeah, and, you know, special teams, of course, they had a blocked field goal last night.
Yeah,
and,
well, a big piece in the paper about that, too, about one of the officials said that should have been called back.
Because what would you mean?
Because they violated the rule when he stepped on the other guy. When Wagner apparently stepped on his teammate and –
I heard Wagner after the game talking, and he said, "Oh, they changed the rule, but they couldn't stop me." You know, I was clean. Imagine that.
Yeah. So I didn't see that part, but I was reading the story about it. We did get a few callers on that too. But anyway, the offense has got to get clicking a lot better. That was miserable to watch. And you know, I would think if you weren't a fan of either team, you'd have been gone by halftime.
Yeah, unless you really like watching defense, and like I said, the Vikings had the right game plan. They did everything except contain Wilson on one play. They didn't give him any big plays the whole game. The Vikings had one big play to Diggs down the field, but they didn't give him big plays. They just they did just enough. But if I was Seattle, I'd go, this isn't exactly a juggernaut they got going on here either. They just play pretty good defense and offensively do just enough.
Have a good trip home, Maxie. We'll listen for you at 5:30 here on the radio with Latavius and Jeff Diamond.
Thanks, Dave.
He is Mike Max in Seattle covering the Vikings here on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.